Hey there, welcome to Sharkcast Pod, a podcast dedicated to the greatest sporting club in the history of the world, the mighty Cronulla Sutherland Sharks. This show is proudly brought to you by Dyson Logistics, Jason Hawes at Cripps & Cripps, and the Royal Motor Yacht Club at Port Hacking. Thank you so much to our sponsors. They've been with us throughout the years, and without those guys, this show would have been a lot harder to produce. So thank you very much, and we encourage our listeners to seek out our sponsors as well. Get in touch with us, sharkcastpod@gmail.com. We're on the social medias at sharkcastpod on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you're not subscribed to this podcast already, please go to your favorite podcast app, hit subscribe, and you'll get episodes all the time. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you'll be hearing from us at Sharkcastpod. Speaking of that, my name is Sam Shinazzi, and I'll be bringing you episodes throughout this 2021 season. We have farewelled Adam Newman. If you were just tuning in and missed the last three or four episodes, Adam isn't with us this year. He stepped down and we will miss him, and we send him our best as always. You have probably missed out on some episodes with Clinton Maynard, Jardine Ormsby, and Tristan Cainell. So the plan is to have regular rotating hosts, and you'll get to know these people throughout the season. But I do encourage you to go back and listen to the last three or four episodes if you haven't tuned into those for whatever reason. I am looking at different ways to do different things this season as far as providing you content, so stay tuned with that. I've got my thinking hat on all the time. Sharkcast Pod is on my mind. It's been a big day down at the Cronulla Sharks. As I record this, sponsorship has come through, major sponsorship for the next 2 years. Aramex Australia have jumped on board, and as fans, we're all very thankful of that. They're a global logistics company. I was very fortunate enough to be down at the launch today. Thank you to our friends at the Cronulla Sutherland Sharks for letting me be a part of that, and I was also able to speak to some of the young up-and-coming players about what's going on down there right now at the Sharks. So stay tuned. I've got three really cool interviews for you all. Have to say well done to the Cronulla Sharks people for getting this across the line in such a dire time of the world to jag legit, proper sponsorship for the next 2 years is a remarkable effort. And that's not the only company they were talking to. I do know of at least two other very major companies they were talking to. So the Sharks brand at the moment is one that people want to be involved with. That hasn't always been the case throughout the history of time, as we know, but we are currently in a pretty good state. It's a really cool thing that they'll be able to run out for the trials and, of course, round one with major sponsorship on the front. They were going to go with the Sharks at Kareela theme, and that would have been okay, of course, but the fact that this brand wants to be involved with our club is absolutely fantastic. Now, here at Sharkcast, of course, we know all about logistics, and we go with Dyson Logistics. But today, we are very, very happy to hear that a new logistics team is going to be involved with the Sharks as well. I have to say, the vibe down there at the media session and the training session was really positive. All the rumours and all the things you've read in the papers and online about the club being fitter than ever, they look to be completely true. The players look incredible. And when I say incredible, I'm talking about fit. They all, to a man, look very, very fit. And when you hear the interviews that I've done with Ronaldo and with Royce and with Billy, I think all three of them talk about how fit they are this year compared to years gone by. So the new trainer in there is doing a great job, and I think the whole coaching staff has looked at this season as one where they really need to step up and compete with the top eight teams as opposed to last year when they couldn't beat a single top eight team throughout the season. Some players kept getting mentions for how well they were going. Matt Moylan was spoken about by everyone I talk to about how well he's going this year in preseason. He looked great. He spoke really well to the media. We're thinking he's going to start at 5'8". It's not confirmed, but it's looking that way. And it sounds like if he stays fit, and by fit I mean not injured, he's in for a big season. So that's great news. Someone else quite under the radar, Jack A. Williams. Little Jack Williams. Been training at hooker. Obviously, Blake is our full-time hooker. But there is a bit of space there for a backup to make their mark. They have Kyle Patterson. They have Billy Magoulias as well. But Jack A. Williams has been training in that position and been doing really well, we're told. Connor Tracy has been training at fullback and showing some really great glimpses there. So he's going to put some pressure on Will Kennedy, which isn't a bad thing. And someone else who has been mentioned to me throughout the day as to really having a great preseason is the third interview you're going to hear today from me, and that is with Billy Magoulias. That is good news because Billy only got to play 3 games last year. You'll hear all about it in his interview, but he's looking to have a breakout year as well and possibly put his hand up for that lock position. The other guy getting lots of mentions, which surprised me a little bit, is Marini Hirotti, the outside back who played a couple of games last year for us. He's had a really great preseason as well. So if these guys can put what they're doing on the training field onto the playing field, we're going to have some good depth there and good competition for positions. Trials are coming up very shortly, and there is one for Cronulla on Friday, February 12th against the Dragons. It's at 5:30 p.m. This stage, it's at Shark Park, and it is for players who last year played 12 NRL games or less. So you won't be seeing too many superstars out there, but although technically I guess some of our superstars played less than 12 games, but you know what I'm saying. It's for the young'uns, and that's with 12 NRL games in 2020 or less, and it's the same obviously for the Dragons as well. But you get the feeling that there will be some competition for spots this year in the trials, and based on training sessions and attitude and how they're all going, they all look like a happy outfit. They were enjoying each other's company today in front of everyone. Very, very good vibe down there. Very, very good vibe. It had me walking away thinking, you know what? With a bit of luck, this team could probably do something that others are probably not expecting them to do. And I'm not putting too much pressure on that team because they are going to be missing Sean Johnson for a while. But at their core, with the team they have, I think things are probably looking a bit more positive than some people may be thinking. Early days though, of course, early days. There are 2 Sharkcast Pod episodes awaiting release. They'll probably be released in the next 2 weeks. One is an interview based episode and one is a look back at a couple of seasons in the early 2000s. So I'm looking forward to everyone hearing those episodes. They're quite special in their own right. And yeah, I can't emphasize enough that I'm really keen on pushing forward with Sharkcast Pod this year, so I'd love you to come along for the ride. And if you're not telling your friends and family about this podcast and you think they're interested in it, please let everyone know. I'm trying to get the pod out to as many ears as possible and thinking of ways to improve on that. I have to say that listenership hasn't dropped off at all in the last 4 episodes. It's been really solid, and I really appreciate everyone who has tuned in and has helped me keep spreading the word. We are looking to branch out to be bigger and better than ever though, because why not have that kind of attitude? And there are many, many Sharks fans out there who have never heard this podcast, and I'm not suggesting that they need to be hearing my dulcet tones, but just maybe they might get something out of it. So if there's someone out there that you think might enjoy this, send them a link, let them make up their own mind, and who knows, maybe we'll grab another listener along the way, which would be fantastic. We'll be back after this break. Stay tuned. Sharkcast Radio would not be possible without the generous support of Dyson Logistics.
Dyson Logistics provides tailored logistical solutions to meet individual client needs and is set apart by its personalized service.
Dyson has a strong worldwide agent network, enabling highly competitive rates, find them online at www.dysonlogistics.com or call them 83991844.
Dyson Logistics, service delivered.
Campbell! Oh, Preston gets it away. Matthew Johns celebrates his debut with the Sharks, but Preston Campbell opened them up.
All right, welcome back to Sharkcast Pod. Up in a matter of moments is an interview I did with Royce Hunt. Absolutely fantastic fellow and terrific young player. Had a great season in 2020, marred by injury right at the end of the season, and he'll talk about that in depth for you. Royce was a really humble guy to speak to, friendly, very happy in his space, and I think once he comes back from that injury, he's going to be an incredible asset to the Sharks on the field. Obviously a hardworking guy, and he talks about how long he waited to make his second NRL match, and I really hope things work out for this fellow because he is everything that I really love about the Cronulla Sutherland Sharks. So here is Mr. Royce Hunt. All right, this is Sharkcast at the Sharks Open Training Session and Media Session. I'm here with the great Royce Hunt, my favourite player from last year. Killed it. Give us an update on the injury.
Tracking quite a bit ahead of schedule. Initial round was, I think it was 8. So just a bit over 6 months recovery. But I'm feeling good. Pushing the physios everywhere I can. Pushing their boundaries and my own at the same time. But I found my boundaries, so I'm just going to keep pushing my body to its limits and see how fast this thing can heal.
Is this your first major injury?
Yeah, first major.
Okay. How have you been coping with it? Mentally, physically, I guess?
Yeah, the first couple weeks were pretty draining. I didn't know what to do or what to think, but the more I thought about it when I was just laying in bed, couldn't move, the more I just thought, make a goal, which was round one, and just try and stick to it. So I got up and tried to walk everywhere I could and move it as much as I could. And got out of the brace earlier than expected, got full bend back earlier than expected. And pretty much, I'd say about 80% strength at the moment. So I shouldn't be too far off at least getting on field and doing con on field instead of in that chamber. But definitely looking forward to it. And probably the first time I will ever say is I'm looking forward to running con on field.
The rumours are going around that you're aiming for round one. Man to man, you're a big man, I'm a smaller man. How realistic is that? In all seriousness, do you think round one's a possibility?
In my head, yes.
Yep.
I've seen the surgeon. That's, what week was it? I think 12 weeks. So it was when I was supposed to get out of the brace, but I was already out a week before that. He was pretty optimistic, but he goes, you are a quick healer, which is what I told him before I went in for surgery, or the day I went in for surgery. He also said he hasn't seen anybody at this level of strength at that point of time, so he goes, I can only imagine what you'd be like in a few months. So he goes, come back and see me before round one and we'll go from there.
Okay, great news. How did you handle your first year of NRL? You played one game in Canberra a few years ago. You killed it in the off season, had a great trial series, so to speak. We threw you in early. How did you handle the first year of NRL?
I actually enjoyed it. It was pretty good, fun. I was waiting a long time for my second NRL game. It was dead set just over 3 years in between NRL games, so I was ready. I thought I was ready. I was waiting in Canberra. I was always staying ready. Never got the opportunity there, but yeah, I reckon I handled it all right. It was a lot better the longer I went, more minutes I got, and the more games I got. I felt more comfortable in, making combinations with other middles and our halves. So I thought I went pretty good, and I'm looking to build on it this year.
Once you're fully fit this year, you've had, I don't know, 5 games in NRL back this year. Do you think your minutes will improve on what was last year? Because last year it was short and sharp, getting you ready for, the decade ahead of your life. Do you think we'll see more game time out of you once you're 100%?
I hope so. Like I said, I'm here for the team, but you know, if the team needs me to play more minutes, I will. But if they don't, some games, then I don't mind coming off and just being a little impact player here and there. But oh yeah, I'd love to get more minutes and push for a starting spot.
There's nothing little about your Euros. What's it like working with Fifita and Ueli, those kind of guys who, to me, you're a mould of those guys, and in between them, you've got the offload, you've got the strength, you've got the agility. What's it like? I mean, Fifita's a premiership winner. Ueli's now got 3 or 4 years under him. Have those guys been good to you?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable with them too. Even Big Woodsy, just coming in and you know, learning from them. Fifita's big help. He's always a big help. When you need to know something or learn something, him or Woodsy are there. Braden's just a great leader. You know, he runs hard on the field, tackles hard, so he makes everyone else want to run harder and tackle harder.
I can see Franklin Pele over there. Give me a little bit of something on him. What's his future like?
Oh, he's massive, man. 20 years old. When he bought him, what, 2000?
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. He's going to be massive, massive future for this club.
Tell me about the impact of Tolman. Tolman's a new recruit. How's he been at training with you and the boys, and are you learning from him?
Yeah, so Tolz is, he's always been fittest bloke. Fittest forward I've ever met, I reckon. I remember him when I was in 20s at Dogs, and he was there at grade. He's always a role model to all the younger boys there too, so he's come in here, been a role model to the younger boys here as well, and even us old guys. But I feel old here.
How old are you, Royce?
25.
Okay.
I feel old. I'd say I'm about in the top 10 oldest out of our 30.
And which is pretty amazing, because the Sharks for the last sort of 5 years, premiership year, seasons after, much older squad. Now I'm looking around and you're telling me you're one of the 10th oldest guys.
Yeah, definitely in the top 10 there.
And what can you tell me about pre-season? I know you've been separated a little bit from the guys, but how is the team as a whole looking?
They look good, man. A few players out there looking real good.
Name.
And flying. I'd say Moisa.
Yep.
Manny Moylan, man. Dad said he's got a big year ahead of him, but he's looking real good out there. Connor Tracy looking good. Lukey Metcalf. But in the chamber, Shawnee's getting better. In our cardio chamber, Shawnee's getting way better than what he was when he started. But I'd say the team overall is looking real good. Probably a lot fitter than we were. I feel a lot fitter just being in the chamber. Running here and there when I can. And I'm looking forward to get back on the field and play some games.
Tell us about Royce off the field. What do you get up to?
Not much. I go diving, spear fishing with the boys here. You know, we just bought a boat, so we'll go out there. Fishing, spend time with the missus. Yeah, not too much outside of that. Spend time with the family, and that's about it.
All right, one question we always ask on the podcast is about music, and it can be band, artist, DJ, whatever you like. Hip-hop guy, whatever. Give me your favourite all-time musical act.
Act, or...
band, guy, woman, whatever.
Well, my wife is a singer, so...
Really?
Yeah, she's really good, so I love watching her sing. So pre-game music is always her music.
Has she got a professional name, or...?
Just look up Siobhan Marie on any any platform. You'll find her songs.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Are you musical at all?
Definitely not.
No.
So I had to marry somebody who was.
All right. Thanks for your time, Royce. I'm looking forward to a big year from you. And good luck for the rest of your rehab. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Buying or selling a property is one of the most stressful undertakings that you can do in your entire life. Luckily, Sharkcast Radio is supported by one of the best and most honest real estate agents in the Sutherland Shire market and is an expert in the North Caringbah region. I sold my property with Jason Hawes from Cripps and Cripps Real Estate and could not have been happier with the outcome. Call Jason on 0410-417-450. That's Jason from Cripps and Cripps Real Estate, 0410-417-450.
Siren in the background as Matthew Johns, a kick taken out of midair by David Peachey. Peachey's away. He leads the foot race. He's over. Peachey scores.
Welcome back to Sharkcast Pod. Up next, we have an interview I did with Ronaldo Militalo, or as I call him, the Great One. Absolutely brilliant young man. Pleasure to talk to. Wouldn't want to tackle him, I'll tell you that. Both him and Royce are really big human beings. Ronaldo, as we talk about in the interview, is absolutely killing it off the field, doing so much work for charity. I mentioned Royce was humble. This guy is even humbler. And despite all the bravado on the field, because he has got a bit of carry on in him on the field, we know that. Off the field, he's exactly how he's portrayed, and that's angelic. And absolutely so happy that this fellow is playing at the Sharks. The first thing you'll notice is that he talks about his season in 2020, and I'm trying to talk him up, and he talks himself down. And it's really quite surprising to hear an NRL player talk this way with such honesty. But it gives, I think, Sharks fans a lot of hope in Ronaldo's game this year in 2021, because he's talking about improving, and to be fair, on some weaknesses that he does have. But for him to bring it up, I thought was very endearing. So here he is, the great Ronaldo, the great one. Okay, here with the great Ronaldo. How did you find last season, such a bizarre year for everyone? How did you find it? You scored a plethora of tries, a lot of them spectacular. How did you find it in your first regular season of NRL?
It was probably far from what I should have been. I think I disappointed myself a little bit, let myself down last year.
In what way?
Just in the way of all defense, and that's one thing I try to pride myself on, and I think I let myself down massively on that. I'll probably be the first one to be the critic on myself, and obviously, you know, some of those tries are just putting it down, and that's the work from the boys. It's a pretty easy job being a winger, grabbing the ball and putting it down. I think we get paid more than enough to put a ball down, but
don't say that, Ronaldo.
Other than that, I think the boys took some good steps forward, and as an individual, I can't wait to have another crack this year, and hopefully secure myself a jersey again, and showcase what I can and what I've got left to give.
Now, I know you're a team player, but is there any ambition or any chance that you might play elsewhere than the wing in the future? Like, you played centres as a younger fella?
Yeah. I played centres and fullback as a young fella, but I think whatever's best for the team at the moment is what's going to work, and wherever I slot in is where I want to be, and if that's on the wing for the next couple of years, then that's where it is. So whatever brings a cup, whatever brings a shield home for the team, and brings them a trophy, so okay. That's it basically, whatever's best for the club.
How's your mate Finney going? We know he's got a bit of a job here now.
Yep, he's good.
How's he going?
He's good. We always still have giggles and that. Always see him around here in the club and always start to put some pranks on each other still. And
that's awesome.
But he's good. He's doing well, and the club's giving him a role now. And I think he's really finding his feet with that role, and it's keeping him closer to the game. So anytime you can get someone closer to the game and they love it so much, is a good thing for everyone.
And how's your charity work going? We know you've done a lot of work for, correct me if I'm wrong, the homeless, is that
right?
Yeah,
yep.
So how's that going?
No, that's awesome. So last year we had a massive year. We managed to house 17 kids for the next couple of years. And then now we've got moving on to the cancer stuff this year as well. And I think some of the boys are getting on board with it. And I'm just going to be on the back of that as well, and hopefully get some coin in for the Cancer Foundation. And Aaron Mix is a massive sponsor as well, or proud ambassador as well, for Cancer Award, and we want to be a part of that as well, and that's why I think it goes hand in hand.
As a fan, I've got to say, it gives me great joy having a player who can play on the field and also off the field. He's a hell of a fella. You're doing your family proud. Are you just stoked at where you are now in your career? You've got a long way to go, but the fact that you can do change off the field, that's huge, right?
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing. I think as a rugby league player, we tend to forget about where we've come from and how far we've come into this journey. And we're more than privileged, I think. We're very privileged humans, and I think we're very fortunate to have the things that we have. And anytime we can give back, I think it's a good thing. And if I can encourage younger fellas and the next generation to come through and follow the footsteps of those that have done it before me, like Josh Dugan and stuff, that have contributed so much to the game outside of it and inside as well. So That's my main focus, is to be an even better human being than I was a rugby league player, and that's it.
Well, you're doing well. You're doing well. One last question we always ask in the podcast. It's about music. Tell me what you listen to. Who's your favourite artist, band, act, whatever?
High School Musical, to be honest with you. Like,
really?
I love a good High School Musical before the game.
Okay,
It pumps me up. It keeps me pretty subtle.
Okay.
I don't get too ahead of myself. If I start listening to some like rock music and that, I'll probably end up going out with a hot head. But High School Musical gets me going, and I think I love to listen to it here and there, and keeps me nice and calm. But yeah,
awesome. Thanks for your time, Ronaldo. Great to chat, and we'll
cheers. Thanks for that.
See you, dog.
Thanks,
appreciate
brother.
That. I really appreciate it.
The Royal Motor Yacht Club Port Hacking is a hidden gem of the Shire, situated on the banks of the beautiful Port Hacking, and is the best venue around for a lunch, dinner, casual catch up with friends, or function.
They always show NRL games live on the big screens. And Sunday arvos are superb, with live acoustic music in the beer garden while the boats frame the backdrop. And you mean, I love acoustic music, you know that?
Yachty's Bistro is open 7 days and nights, serving great food. And if you mention Sharkcast Radio, you get a free
garlic bread, baby.
The RMYC Port Hacking, Woolaware Road, Woolaware, or check out their Facebook feed to see what's on.
Good tackle there from Cade Snowden. He dumps Stanley onto his back. And now Hornby looking one way, and Snowden kept coming. Absolutely drilled Mark Chasnian. Another one, Jeremy Smith and Gallen coming out to try and turn Dan Hunt into Burley to use on Botany Bay perhaps tomorrow morning. It's a feeding frenzy at Shark Park.
Welcome back to Sharkcast Pod. Hope you're enjoying the show. Hope you're enjoying the interviews that I was lucky enough to conduct today at Sharks sponsor launch, and they had a bit of a training session as well. A lot of media were down there covering the event. Bit of catering. It was really well done by the Sharks, and I think at the moment they're in a really good place, at least as far as how things appear. You know, I'm not there behind the doors of the boardroom, but the way they appear in public, the way they're presenting themselves, I should say. And if you read about Steve Mace's latest newsletter, talking about acquiring another club somewhere in the Sutherland Shire, an establishment, a club, if you follow, they're really starting to be where they should be. So hopefully it's as rosy as what it looks. There's bumpy times ahead, don't get me wrong, on and off the field, but they really seem to be in a good place as I speak right now. Up next is the final interview, and it's with Billy Magulius. And Billy really impressed me with his confidence. He's a guy who only played 3 games last year and didn't have the happiest of seasons, and he doesn't shy away from that, but he's also not holding on to it. So he's aspiring to do a lot more this year than he did last, and I was really, really impressed with just the way he spoke. Super chilled guy, super calm, and you can sort of see why when you're in his presence how he won the Newtown Jets 2 titles, which we talk about a little bit. So, Billy Magulius, let's hear what he's got to say. Okay, Sharkcast here with Billy Magulius. Billy, how's your off-season been? Because I'm hearing, and the whole world's hearing, that you're training really well.
Yeah, mate, I think I've been training well. You know, I've been ripping in, trying to get my work done, and obviously impressed. And, you know, it's been unreal. I think training has been more intense, you know, more frequent. It's been a lot harder, a lot more work to get done. So, you know, I really look forward to it and really enjoyed it. So it's challenging every day. You rock up to training and you're continuously being challenged, and that's the way it needs to be, you know. I think playing in the NRL is a challenging competition. It's tough. You need to turn up every week, and that's the way you need to approach your training so you can be successful.
You played 3 games last year, a couple at the start, one at the end. How have you been approaching this season differently to last season, if you have been doing it differently?
Yeah, I think last year was a bit disappointing for myself. You know, I was hoping to play a lot more footy, but you know, didn't get the opportunity, and that's just the way it is, I guess. And you know, I've played 5 games now, but you know, I'm looking to kind of let that go and move forward and play a lot more footy, help this footy side, you know, bring my strengths to the table, and you know, be successful this year. That's where it's at for me, and you know, it's no point looking in the rearview mirror. I just move forward, and I still got young, and I'm still young, a lot of footy to play. So looking forward to what's coming.
Tough question, but if you had the choice to play in your favourite position, what would it be?
13. Yeah, I've always played there as a lock forward. I think that's what suits me the most. Obviously, I was spending some time at hooker, just to show that I can do something there as well in case someone like Blake, pulls up hurt. Defending the middle anyway, just the attacking side of my game that I'm working on. And, that's just trying to grow my game, evolve, and, growing and challenging yourself doesn't hurt anyone. So that's what I'm trying to achieve.
In my opinion, only there's a vacant position there at 13 for round one, and there's obviously a couple of guys, including yourself, competing for it. Does it feel like that at training, like that you and a few of the boys are got your eye on that 13 jumper, and you're battling out within you, like respectfully, of course, but does it feel like a bit of a battle?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, like you got someone like Aiden Tolman, has a lot of experience. You got Toby Rudolph has played there as well, so. There's a bit of competition, but competition doesn't scare me at all. It's something that's part of the game, and it's something that you always come up against. To get to where you are, even in a top 30 squad in the NRL, there's always someone that's trying to take your spot. So, you just got to back yourself and do what you need to do.
Run us through the Newtown tries that you set up for them. The two match winning, dare I say, title winning tries that you set up for the boys. Was that just one of the biggest buzzes you ever had in your life? Or
yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, I think the biggest thing for me was what it meant to the people that follow the Newtown Jets. Like, they're real passionate, they're real loyal supporter base, so that was unreal. Obviously, I want to be playing NRL next week, and to be honest, if I never wore a Newtown jersey again, it wouldn't faze me. But yeah, to be able to do that for them, help them win, and obviously a lot of contributions throughout the year, and I was up and down, didn't play consistently for them all year, but I think when I had the opportunity to play there, I did represent them the best I could, and those two final weeks were pretty cool.
As a fan, unbelievable, especially the second time it happened.
Yeah.
Was it spur of the moment?
Yeah, it was. I think people called it a fluke the week before, and then the second week. But I think it was just more the mindset, just backing yourself. Yep. And if you see something, play it. And the more you do that, the higher chance you are of, getting the result, So you got to put yourself in the frame, and that was, there was some spur of the moment plays, but that's the way I like playing footy as well, eyes up. So, pretty cool.
Okay. How are you feeling physically? You ready to go? Like,
yeah, feel unreal. Like I said, last year, to be totally honest, felt a bit underdone with, but I think the coaching staff picked up on that as a group. We hadn't done the work, and that showed, like, every time we played a top eight team. I don't think we were there physically. We weren't fit enough. So I think we've done the work this year. You do the work, and, then you just got to get on the field and do what you need to do. But I think everyone's physically in better shape, and I think the style of footy we play this year is going to, we're going to be a lot more consistent, I feel like. A lot of footy last year, we win one, lose one, and that was kind of the trend for the whole season. So didn't beat a top eight team, which was quite disappointing. But I think this year, we're in physical shape and better physical shape, and, we'll be fine.
All right, Billy, one thing we always ask on the podcast is about music. Tell me about your favourite music, band, artist, DJ, whatever you want to call it. Who rocks your socks?
Oh, I get this question a lot, but...
Do you?
Yeah, I get this question a lot, but I don't...
Who from?
Just people, every time you do a question...
They ask you about music.
Always ask you about music, your favourite food, stuff like that, so...
Man, here I was thinking I was like, shaping the world in my own way, but okay.
Who's your favourite? To be honest, I chuck Spotify on and whatever's on...
I need better than that. Like, historically,
I did, back in the day, I loved Chris Brown.
Chris Brown?
Yeah, I like Chris Brown, it's pretty cool. Right now.
If you were on an island, as they say, and you had one artist you could listen to, who would it be? Got all day. I got literally all day.
Who would I listen to? No idea. Be one of the hip-hop artists.
Yeah.
I like 50 Cent.
Okay.
I love 50 Cent.
Okay.
It's a bit, like, people wouldn't think I like 50 Cent, but yeah, I don't know, for some reason. I don't know, because my character, I think I'm not,
I'm
not out there, yeah, I'm just relaxed, so I don't know. I'm not too, like, you know, in your face, swearing type person, but I'm not, yeah, so, but I do enjoy 50 Cent. I love watching his movies as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, big fan.
All right, thanks for your time, Billy. Have a great year, and hopefully we'll talk to you again.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Sharkcast Pod. We really appreciate it. A lot of things planned for 2021, so stick with us. Thank you very much to the Cronulla Sutherland Sharks for having me down at the event today, and also to the players for being so open and kind. Really appreciate it. Also, a huge shout out to the people that have been in touch about how they've been enjoying the episodes and what they mean to them. I can't state enough that that kind of feedback inspires me and kind of keeps me rolling on. So very much appreciated, and bigger and better things to come, that's for sure. We're going to have a lot of great guests throughout the year talking Cronulla Sutherland Sharks. We're going to be as involved in deep analysis as we can, and definitely thinking of different ways to provide our listeners with some great content. So hope everyone's doing okay. The things out in the world are still a little bit crazy. It's relaxing a little bit in these parts where I am, but doesn't mean that everyone's doing it a whole lot easier. So I hope everyone's doing okay. Hope you are keeping physically and mentally as healthy as you can be. Stay tuned to Sharkcast Pod in the coming weeks. Got some really special episodes dropping, and just can't wait for this season to kick off. It's going to be a really, really interesting 2021 for the Cronulla Sutherland Sharks. Thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate it. See you next time. Slides off because they're coming out.